Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. With more, only
Jesus,
only Jesus, only Jesus,
and
a
miracle
only Jesus, only Jesus, only
Jesus,
only Jesus, only
Jesus, only
Jesus, it if you try, just remember the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, Marriage in 3D. I'm not sure if you are busy or if you are actually someplace devoting your time to the message on this morning. It doesn't matter. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Brother Bradshaw, I thank you for the opportunity to make this proclamation in this platform that you share with three other brethren in addition to myself. And again, we want to thank each and every one of you, each of you who are part of the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, as well as those who also may be viewing this live or may later look at the archived version on my Facebook feed via Facebook Live. Appreciate each and every one of you and definitely not taking any of you for granted. Today, I'd like to finish out the year for my portion of the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, deliver three straight devotionals, revisiting God's sacred institution of marriage. And I'm calling it marriage in 3D because I believe the design of marriage can be summed up, or at least my version of it will be summing it up in three different descriptions that start with the letter D. I'm going to use as my passage to support this series Genesis chapter 2, verses 22 through 24. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." I submit to you today that we need to remember that the institution of marriage goes all the way back to the beginning. It's not something that started in America. It's not something that even started with the Jews. But it started at the beginning. It started in the garden. You're talking about something that when you want to start looking for the doctrine that guides our discipleship, you want to make sure that you have a full scope of exactly what the Bible says on any subject. And when we start talking about marriage, it is very, very important that you go back to the beginning. And when I look at this, I am really taken aback at the poignant premise that Moses puts forth in verse 24 when he says, "For this reason." So what is the reason for saying "this reason"? Well, he had just talked about how that God had fashioned, and Moses wasn't there, so this is something that the Holy Spirit revealed to him, how that the God had fashioned the woman from the flesh and the rib that he had gathered from Adam. And the declaration that Adam makes, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." You got to realize that Adam was in the process of naming everything, naming the lion, naming the tigers, naming the bears, naming the dogs and cats. And so as God created woman, he realized that there was a significant difference between woman versus the cat, versus the dog, versus the lion, tigers, and bears. And he said she was taken out of man. She is truly, unlike those other animals, bone of my bone. She is, unlike those other animals, flesh of my flesh. I am Ish, the Hebrew word for man. She shall be called Ishe, which is the Hebrew word that is used here for woman. Man as the champion, as the husband, as the man, as the warrior, now has his helpmeet. And Moses makes sure that the Israelites, who not only at the time that he wrote it were wandering in the wilderness, but any of those in posterity's sake, and even us, can understand that it's because of these sets of events God has set it up so that a man shall, with the first D, depart from his father and mother. Marriage in 3D involves a departure, or departure from a family unit that now says that now that I'm establishing my own, I have a new set of priorities. And you got to be really cognizant of that, because what that in essence means is, once a person gets married, you may love your mother like I love your mother, like I'm sure many of you love your mothers. but that wife now becomes the number one woman in your life. You may love your father. Nobody made a father like your father. But now that you have married him, he becomes number one in your life. And the Bible says that they shall become one flesh, one flesh sexually, which is clearly the case. You see that being echoed in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, when the Bible says, and do you not know that one who joins himself to a prostitute, which is clearly not his wife, is one body with her? For he says, they, the two, shall become one flesh. That's referencing not only what, you know, Moses said, but what's referenced elsewhere. So please know and understand that the idea of the departure then pushes forward the very important notion that you now become one flesh with this person. You come one flesh with them sexually. That's why it's very problematic when fidelity is not upheld and somebody steps out of their marriage bond. But you become one flesh with them physically. It's not mama's job, her mama's job, or her sister's job when she's sick. It's your job to take off work and go do it. Physically, you have to be present. You need to be there. You need to be one. You end up becoming one flesh financially. Now, her credit score, even though it's 459, is now your credit score because you're affected by it. You're now one flesh with her intellectually. You know, if you have your doctorate and your spouse has basically got a GED, you got to understand that that may affect the way you have to interact with her and maybe even interact with others. You become one flesh with her spiritually, because as you attempt to try to get closer to God, don't think that it's not going to affect you if your spouse has no relationship with God at all. The idea of being one flesh sexually, physically, financially, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally even, all of those things are compacted together to put forth the fact that when you get married, you're departing from the dynamic that you may have had with your family in whatever way, shape, or form that may have presented itself, to now formulate a relationship that is primary and that is very personal, to the point where now you have a one flesh relationship with this person, which, because it's a covenant relationship, it's a death do you part scenario. That's why as we approach marriage, and as I counsel and others like me have counseled people, we tell people, you need to make sure that you understand what you're getting into and that you know what you're doing, and that maybe to whatever level you can, please understand that once you say I do, God expects you to hold fast to that for the rest of your life. Marriage in 3D. It starts with the departure from father and mother, departure from what you know to what you don't know, a departure to something that is now your new lifelong goal and ambition, and that is to give God glory and to give God honor through your matrimonial fidelity. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. Father, you see the request for Carnell Cook died there in Detroit. And Father, you see the other individuals who are struggling. My boss, Kevin Kelly, who has come down with COVID-19 and other circumstances that have come out with other individuals who are struggling in so many different ways. Be with us, be with our children, be with our church families, be with our communities, be with ourselves as we continue to live and move and have our very being, how we are the ones that are borrowing your breath. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to exercise our nostrils and to be able to do what we need to do and to say what we need to say and to be who we need to be and do what we need to do so that you can receive glory and honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.